Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
God transcends time and is in no wise affected by it, since he is eternal and inhabiteth eternity. He has created time as a place wherein he would display his creation, since all else besides him is finite. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. We can discover four general divisions of time which are related to the creation, which we can see and know about to some degree in the Scriptures. They are number one, before the foundation of the world. Number two, the former times. Number three, the latter days. And number four, the ages to come. There is little that we are given to know about the first era or the last, since they are before our creation and after our glorification. The only divisions of time which have been clearly revealed in every detail is the middle two, which are the former times and the latter days. It is with these two divisions that most all of the Scriptures which have been given to us are primarily concerned. Before the foundation of the world is quite often defined by many as eternity, yet eternity cannot be defined in terms of time, and therefore it has no befores or afters. Eternity is the habitation of God alone. The era which is described as before the foundation of the world is the earliest point at which anything which is presently appearing in this world could be said to exist. It was here that the manifestation of redemption and the redeemed was begun. The ages to come is again often defined by many as eternity, and is truly, insofar as not having an end, the closest man can ever come to eternity moving forward. Yet eternity has no ages, since it is the habitation of God alone who defines and creates the ages. This is a glorious period for the redeemed who shall dwell in the presence of him who designed and purchased their redemption, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. This is the era when all enemies shall have been destroyed, the former things forgotten, and the full fruition of the eternal life which have been given to the elect shall have its free course. So we are left with those two eras in the actual life of the world, which are clearly set forth in much detail in the Word of God, the first being the former times or times past. Hebrews tells us that these times are those from the beginning of the world until the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Then those last days or latter days being the present, wherein he has clearly spoken his truth in the earth. Jesus Christ is the hinge upon which those times past and these last days turn. This is the day of the Lord. This is that day of which the prophet spoke when Christ shall manifest his kingdom and call out his elect from the corners of the earth. We wait for no future kingdom, but we have been privileged to dwell in it at the present time. This is truly a glorious day because the gospel, which brings life and immortality to light, is now published from every hilltop, and the wheat of God is being gathered into his garner. This is that day of which Isaiah says, "In that day sing ye unto her." God has not only designed and provided redemption for his people, but he is presently sending men to declare these glad tidings far and wide, that his people may hear and believe, and believing may be comforted by this pleasant song. What good news to a sinner deep in debt and bowed down under the guilt of his wickedness. The Lord has wrought salvation for even the chief of sinners. Those to whom these glad tidings are sent are described by Isaiah as a vineyard of red wine. This is a vineyard of his own planting and grafting. Did he not say, "I am the vine, ye are the branches"? It is a vineyard of red wine, which is indicative of the fact that this vineyard, that is the church of God, the bride, the elect, is purchased with the blood of the everlasting covenant, which was shed by none other than Jesus Christ, making full and complete atonement and obtaining eternal redemption for all of those included therein. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. It is a vineyard of red wine. Wine is symbolic of joy, and is the ultimate purpose for the gathering and nurturing of the vineyard. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Do you long to be a part of this vineyard?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.